Now, we always hear there's no such thing as a free lunch, but what about free veggies left over from university research? Now there's good news for UW-Madison students who are tired of relying on ramen noodles week after week after week.
Hannah DePorter joins us now. She's a UW-Madison senior and founder of the Campus Food Shed. Hannah, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, first of all, can you tell us where this idea for the Campus Food Shed came from?
Sure. So it came from two parts of my jobs, actually. So one of them would be that I was the administrative director for a sustainable agriculture organization on campus, and we grow a bunch of food. And one of our flagship programs is called Harvest Handouts, where we give out free produce to students and staff and community members in Madison on Fridays. And the other would be I work in a plant breeding lab as a student hourly. And during when we harvest all these vegetables to do the research, you only need X amount of roots, and there's just a lot that's left in the fields that end up being composted, so they're not really being wasted. But I was just seeing that that could go to a lot more people, and with this sustainable agriculture organization, we only give out vegetables for an hour a week, so that's not as accessible as it could be. And especially in the summer months, not everyone can come at 1 p.m. to get the vegetables. So we'd end up with extras and end up having to compost those as well. So I wanted to be able to extend the life of all of these vegetables that are just being wasted and put them into people's hands.
What kind of veggies were you composting, getting rid of that way?
So pretty much everything that you can think of that is grown in Wisconsin is what we're being composted. So like anything from beets to kale to zucchini, herbs, just pretty much everything.
Wow. So how come there's all this left over, especially for the plants that you're doing research on?
Well, you have to grow a certain amount especially like in plant breeding, when you're breeding for like the commercial industry, you need to grow a lot to see what will be best viable. And this is just for all agriculture, that there's no way to predict how the growing season is going to turn out or how much you need to grow for the demand. So it's better to have more than less, but if there's too much, then it's not good to be wasted.
And so you got this idea to have kind of stations, or I guess they're basically refrigerators scattered
Yep.
around the campus area where people can help themselves. So walk us through how it works.
Sure. So we have four refrigerator locations. One is at the Student Activity Center, one is at Science Hall, one is at the Plant Sciences Building, and one is at Allen Centennial Gardens. And we chose those four locations because it's very spread out on campus. Two are on the west side of campus, two are on the east side of campus. So it creates a more accessible locations for individuals to go depending on where they are. And just how, like, all those places are always frequented by faculty, students, and staff. So we want to reach, you know, as many people as possible. So we have those locations. And anytime there's donations, people, like, in research labs or just local farms and the F.H. King Students for Sustainable Agriculture and a few other community groups, they'll just tell me that they're going to bring stuff, or I'll go pick it up, and then I will bring it to one of the locations. And then how I've been letting the community know that stuff is there is I take a picture of the refrigerator stocked, and then I post on Facebook the picture, what is in the fridge, and which fridge it is in, and like the hours that they can go.
Nice. And what kind of response have you gotten so far?
It exceeded my expectations. Everything is usually gone within 24 hours, putting stuff in. And some days we have 200 pounds of produce going in these refrigerators. And it's really, really great to see that I'll put something in on like a Wednesday evening and then come back Thursday morning and it's just taken. It's really great to see. So the response has just been incredible. Same with donations too. I was a bit nervous that people wouldn't bring stuff, or it would be too much of an inconvenience to bring stuff to the locations. But luckily, since one of our locations is in the Plant Science Building, a lot of these research labs are stationed out of that building. So when they're coming back from the research stations, it's just an easy drop off for them too.
Well, and students, you know, the idea of the ramen noodle eating student is out there for a reason. Sometimes you're really on a shoestring and you're struggling to put food in your belly. This has got to help a little with that and giving better options.
Yeah, that's really what I'm hoping too. The two goals of this project were to reduce food waste and increase food security, because food insecurity on this college campus is prevalent. It's not super visible, but like the campus open seat food pantry is also another great resource that is only a couple years old. So I'm glad that this can work in conjunction with that as well to alleviate the food insecurity.
Now, I'm guessing this is a trust thing. Anybody can come take some fruits and veggies. Sounds like it's mostly veggies. But do you have to be in the UW community if there's someone who's outside that community who could really use some help getting access to vegetables? Can they also visit these refrigerators?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we got a grant through the university, which is for the UW community. So we are focused only on the students, faculty, and staff. But just students alone is 42,000 people, and then you add thousands of more for faculty and staff. So we're already reaching up to like 50,000 people to use it. So I have been contacted by just community members, and then I've just been sending them information on other resources, because there are quite a few food pantries in the area and other programs that can get them access if they are food insecure.
And do you want to add more variety, more refrigerators? What's next?
Well, for now, I think the refrigerators, we have enough. I mean, maybe we would add another one because there has been so much. And just my next goal would be to work with local farmers who have extra leftovers as well, because there will always be leftovers pretty much, unless it's a bad growing season. That is my next goal, is to just get more people involved in donating their extra produce.
Well, Hannah, thank you and congratulations. It sounds like a great idea.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That's Hannah DePorter, senior at UW-Madison and the founder of the Campus Food Shed, a program to give away free produce left over from research at UW-Madison.